Angela Bachman here with Brittany Sheets.
Hey, everyone.
And we just came back from the Fight for 15 rally in Chicago. It was really exciting. We have Dave Levine here with us. Dave.
All the way from Pittsburgh with you guys in Chicago. How you doing?
You had a bullhorn.
Yes, I had a bullhorn.
It was awesome.
It was extremely awesome. The bullhorn and the action both.
Tell us more.
It was really great. UFCW 881 here in Chicago. They've got, we went to a McDonald's store and then a Food for Less grocer. And so we rallied at the McDonald's first, and then we marched a couple of blocks down to this Food for Less grocery store. And, you know, that's all about the big fight for 15, you know, $15 in a union and, you know, raising the standards so people can afford, you know, to buy the groceries at the places that they work.
It was really awesome. We were in the heart of the crowd with you, and we walked with you guys. We marched, and we started at McDonald's. And it was really neat just seeing everybody there, and everyone's chanting, and people going through the drive-thru were beeping their horns in solidarity, and they're, like, giving us thumbs up and cheering, and people going up and down the streets through the intersection are just, like, blaring on their car horns and, like, shouting to us, like, you guys are awesome, we support you. And if they didn't know, they're winding down their windows asking, like, oh, so what are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, we're fighting for $15 an hour. And they're like, yeah, we dig it. We really like that. Like, thanks for coming out for us. Like, yeah, they were really supportive.
It was really cool. And actually, I was on the other side. I ended up on the other side of the McDonald's at 1.2 where the entrance to the drive-thru was. And there was people. I saw this one woman actually came in. She kind of looked and then she got a sense of, oh, wait, there's like a union action going on here. And she turned it right around and left. She's like, I don't need to eat no McDonald's if the union's doing some stuff.
That is fantastic.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool there. And yeah, actually, I think of all the vehicles as we were marching from McDonald's to Food for Less, I think I would say more than half of the vehicles were honking their horns.
Oh, easily. That's what I was hearing. And it was really cool when we got down to the Food for Less. We had like a big like press conference, and we had some workers spoke for the McDonald's side of it. Mm-hmm. Local community people came out and supported it. And actually, we were really trying to make a point that we were at the Food for Less because of the workers where they're supposed to be. They're trying to get a union. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to come join us, and the store had scheduled them conveniently to work this weekend.
How
specifically this morning over the time that we're there
when they would have been here speaking.
I know, right?
They had to work.
That's all right.
But it was really great. It was really great to be at that conference. And like you said, there was the sister that works at the McDonald's in the area, and then also to hear, you know, my good friend, my brother Marcos Velez from the steelworkers down in Houston, is, you know, here with us at the conference this weekend, and he, you know, he came and spoke, you know, he spoke there, you know, because their strike, they're almost. Mm-hmm. Their bargaining has come a long way, and so it was great to have, you know, steelworker, and he's been out on strike for a while, Brother Marcos has, but then for him to be there in solidarity with these workers here at the Food for Less was amazing to see. He's a good friend of mine, so, you know, it's always good to see him, but it was really special to see him, you know, after everything he's been through the last 2 months on the picket line. Brother Marcos, if you're hearing this, man, we're still behind you all the way, but yeah, it was great to see him up here in Chicago fighting with everybody else.
Yeah, and it was really cool. There's also another speaker that they had. She's with the teachers union, and she, I believe, she's with the AFT, and she's running for a community office.
Tara Stomps is running for the Chicago Alderman in the 37th Ward, and I guess recently the incumbent said something about the unions can get the hell out of the 37th Ward, and her point is, nope, the unions are in the 37th Ward to stay, and we're going to run you the hell out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was really, really great to hear from her, and actually we had a lot of folks out on the streets of the 37th Ward doing some canvassing for her this morning. She came and spoke at the Food for Less rally, but there was a couple van loads actually went out to canvass the households and speak to the people of Chicago and explain to them why they need some change in City Hall.
And something I thought was really awesome is the experience of going to specifically the Food for Less. That was kind of a big one. We peacefully marched around, and you know what? Not even just like the public, but I mean the police were there, of course, because they need to make sure everyone's being safe and cautious. And they were very supportive. They were very kind. We were very kind. They knew why we were there. They knew we weren't there to cause problems, and we had a really great working relationship with them. And that's really nice to see at a lot of these events, to let people know we're not violent. We're not here to cause a problem, and we're here to just, you know, make our voices heard. And we want to do it peacefully, and we want to do it with support and be friends.
Absolutely, and actually, that's exactly what one of the officer said to me at toward the end of the rally. I ended up sort of on the fringe because, you know, I have a certain role here that I was trying to make sure people got where they needed to be and then got out. And so as the rally moved to in front of the store, and the officers came over, and I basically said to them, I said, hey, I said, those of us in the certain shirts that we were wearing, if you needed us to pull back or get everybody out, just let us know. And he said, no problem. And I extended my hand and I said, thank you for your service to the community and protecting us and protecting the people. And, he shook my hand and he said, thank you for, your action has been very, very peaceful. And, thank you for your process has been peaceful. And we appreciate that you've not been destructive and everything like that. And yeah, the Chicago PD, were very, very professional. And I was very pleased, with how they treated us and how they ensured that the community that was just general passersby was still able to go about their business and go, travel from A to B and place to place, while still letting us, giving us our right to assemble and to speak our minds and say what we needed to say.
And we were able to move freely. We marched from one spot to another. They weren't trying to quarantine us in a particular spot and don't leave this parking lot or anything like that.
Well, no, not at all. Actually, when we got to the Food Fest and once we moved from the sidewalk into the parking lot, they actually went so far as to, they blocked off from the turning lane from the street. They blocked off the entrance into the parking lot so that we had free movement and to do what we do. They asked us as people were leaving, please clear the lane, which we did that. Like I said, it was a very nice working relationship with the men and women of the Chicago Police. So my hat is off to them.
Awesome. Well, I think that this was a fantastic movement. There was a lot of different actions this morning going around the area. This was just happening to be the one we had the opportunity to attend. There was about 500 people at this action, and we made some noise, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear from what happens at Guitar Center. That's another one that's pretty big, the RWDSU's.
I was chatting with somebody a little bit ago. I heard it was a pretty good action as well. So I'm going to be very excited to see the debrief when it comes through.
Nice. Yeah, next week whenever we talk to you, we'll have to get all of the information about the rest of them and see what happened in other places.
Absolutely, because I'll see you back in the studio on Friday.
Sounds good. See you in Pittsburgh.
See you, ladies. Take care.
I'm Angela Bachman, and I'm here with Brittany Sheets and Dave Levine, and you're listening to the Unedged Labor Talk Radio.